Ellis, national spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. We've talked with him several times, and he's going to talk about healthcare exchange. That would be a good thing to focus on. From November the 1st to December 15th is the only time of the year that people can sign up for Change Health Insurance, they call it, other than in change of life circumstances. Let's welcome Dale to our program. He's been with us several times. Dale, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. What a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thank you. And my partner is with me, too, Paul. And again, this is a November 1st, December 15th. This is kind of different than what we've talked about before. So could you kind of explain this to us, how it works?
Sure. This is decision-making time in America, and we've kind of gone through this cycle several times because of the Affordable Care Act, and people are making choices about their health care plan for the next year. We're here to say there is an alternative means for meeting health care costs. It's called health care sharing. We're a nationwide nonprofit group of individuals who pay each other's medical bills. And we do that without the help of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way to meet health care costs in a like-minded community of faith and values where our money every month goes to another person. And then should we have bills, that same group is there to pay our costs. And folks making choices and decisions about their health care can come join us now or, frankly, at any month in the course of the year, because we're not subject to the open enrollment period.
And Dale, this is something that, you know, if folks haven't heard of, they may say, well, how the heck can that work? Now, obviously, this is legal, and there's nothing against the law of a bunch of, you say, like-minded people getting together and saying, you know what, we're going to sidestep the big insurance companies. We're not going to go for Obamacare. And for whatever reason, we are going to get together, we're going to pool our money, and we're going to run our own little health care exchange.
That's precisely what healthcare sharing is individuals on a private basis, voluntarily and cooperatively paying each other's bills. We throw in technology and give connection to each other, but my money every month all goes to another person. And that's what our members tell us is the most fulfilling aspect of what we do. Is it's not going to a company black hole somewhere.
Yeah.
I literally transparently see my dollars flow from my online account every month to another person. We connect, we interact, we send messages of cheer and support, and it just brings about such a sense of fulfillment and meaningfulness whenever that happens.
So essentially, the group here, the HealthShare group, is, I guess, Dale, for lack of a better term, they are their own health insurance company, but not with all the, you know, ancillary things that other big corporations have to do.
We're nonprofit. We minimize the expense in terms of administration, and we're not insurance. So we're just simply facilitating the expense between member to member, and we're exempt from the Affordable Care Act.
You know, Dale, when I first met you and we talked three or four different times, I said to myself when I was done, why isn't this all over the place? Why, you know, why isn't somebody thinking, what is this guy doing? Well, what you're doing is you're satisfying a lot of people, but you're doing other things too. People that weren't friends before are friends now.
Yeah.
It brings about an interconnection. I call it relational healthcare, Brad. We're really connected with each other in a like-minded community, paying for and caring for one another. And that's what is so meaningful and attractive about healthcare sharing. People are joining us in droves, but the reality is we've been taught that there's no other way to meet healthcare costs for generations than through health insurance. We're just saying, no, there's a long-standing tradition and principle of mutual aid and care that really meets our expense during this period of our lives in America.
Dale Bellis, national spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. And you know, the wonderful thing is, too, Dale, that I've heard from many of our listeners, that they've contacted you, that they've never, you know, been involved with this before, but they didn't know it existed before.
Well, it's really, frankly, the way healthcare costs were paid long before the advent of modern insurance right after World War II. If you had a medical bill, your local community would come surround you, the local church, the neighbors, the community center, help pay that bill, support the family during that crisis. We've just taken that long-established principle and methodology and turned it into a solution for healthcare in today's modern times, throwing in technology and connecting people by way of the internet across America. And so it is a significant way to meet healthcare costs.
Now, how long have you actually, Dale, has this been going? What is the date on it?
Well, Liberty HealthShare launched just right after the passage of the Affordable Care Act, but we were a relaunch, a reorganization of an existing sharing ministry that began in 1995. Mm-hmm. But healthcare sharing has been a long-established tradition among largely Christian churches. We've just simply made it available and affordable for all, saying, here's the way we pay our bills. Come join us on the basis of our shared values.
And Dale, obviously, people might say, well, how can I give back? And, you know, I'd love to donate to charity, but I'm having a little trouble meeting my own bills. Well, they can simply, I'm guessing here, Dale, correct me if I'm wrong, if they sign up and become part of your organization, they are, in a sense, helping their neighbors out spiritually and also monetarily.
Well, that's what is so thrilling, our members' feedback to us. Instead of their money being paid as a premium to an insurance company, suddenly we've transformed those dollars into care and support for others. And so it meets that objective and goal. Every month, my money goes to help another person. And then should I have bills, that same group is there to pay my costs.
Well, again, very, very interesting, and I'll tell you, you're a part of the program, Dale, so, no, seriously, and you just talked to my partner, Paul, for the first time this morning, but again, it's just an exciting thing that you are doing, and I can just imagine the friendships that have grown out of it, and the care that you have provided to thousands and thousands of people in this country.
Dale, if folks are interested in joining up, what can they do?
Well, best way is to go to our website, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. There's a place to ask for an information packet. We call it our decision guide. It gets delivered electronically to your email. So just right there on the home page, give your name, email address. It goes instantly over to your email, chock full of explanation, information about Liberty Health Share and healthcare sharing. Or if you want to talk it through, toll-free number right there on the home page. Easy to remember, by the way, 855-85, and then just spell out Liberty. So 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the pages of the website. But libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
Dale, well, thank you, and always very exciting when we talk with you. You've got so much to offer, and I know we'll talk again. Take care of yourself.
Well, thank you so much for your invitation. God bless.
You bet.